This is Eric Nyquist, news director at Four Corners Broadcasting, and for today's episode of Chamber Chat, I'm joined by the executive director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn. Jack, happy Memorial Day. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm surprised you're not calling this the Groundhog Day edition.
Yeah, right. I know. It seems like, it's one after another. So the first thing I wanted to dive into, there's kind of been a little bit that's happened since last week, though, especially with the results of the business survey that went out. I was surprised to see the results of that. A lot of businesses supported the ordinance that would require a mask, and of course that went into effect. What can you tell us about this, the results of this survey,
sure,
and what you're hearing from the business community?
Yeah, well, the pacing right now, it's shifted a little bit. We were pacing about 65% in favor and about 34% not in favor, and then 1% no response. Opened the survey and closed it. We sent out on Thursday a reminder that people needed to fill out the survey if they haven't, and we saw a shift a little bit, close to 500 responses, and it shifted to about 55% in favor, 45% against. And my take on that, which is actually, I always say the gut instinct, I said that's about what it would come in as, is 55-45, 55 in favor. So we did see a slight shift. The responses, when I talk to businesses, they have said, if wearing a mask ordinance helps to get my business open sooner, I'm for it. In addition to that, the second most common response is, if it protects my employees, I am for it. And the third response is, having a mask ordinance by the city takes the burden off my employee to be the enforcer. And it's, then we can just say, the city ordinance, it's up, you know, the city enacted this ordinance, we ask that you wear a mask. And
right.
If someone says, and if someone does say, I'm not going to wear a mask, then a business owner has the right to refuse service to anybody in their business. And it could be that someone comes in and they're drunk and belligerent. It could be that someone's not wearing a mask. It could be someone they suspect of shoplifting. If a business owner says, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave my store, and someone is not compliant and do that, then they're trespassing. And that then can result in a possible, you know, citation, arrest, things of that nature. So people just need to be aware of that and what the laws state.
Yeah, certainly some serious consequences if people do not follow that law. And so what message do you have for businesses as more start to reopen and begin looking at reopening? What's
sure.
the message there?
Well, you know, the first message is make sure you do the self-certification, the checklist. And it's got, some protocols that you need to follow. It's issued by San Juan Basin Public Health. And again, it's for the safety of yourself, your employees, and your customers. So make sure you go through that safety self-certification checklist, so to speak. We have that right at DurangoBusiness.org on our homepage. It's also on the Southwest COTA website, as well as, you know, SJBPublicHealth.org. So follow those protocols. And then, you know, again, think, what can you do to pivot and again, change your business model? I tell people that all the time. What are you doing differently? And if someone says, well, I'm not doing anything different, well, you need to look at that. You know, curbside pickup, you know, ordering online, shipping your products and services, upping your, you know, your online order, your what you're able to do, putting your products and services so people can click, add one, add two, add five, you know, and do that locally. So there's some things that we've recommended to help business. And the biggest thing right now is the curbside pickup, you know, offer that.
Right. And the chambers has been holding a number of events kind of online through Zoom and that sort of thing. What else is coming up with regards to that real quick?
Yeah, so we have our Eggs and Issues on June 3rd, and thanks to the generous support of Bank of Colorado, we're not charging for that. And we're going to have city, county, Club 20 or Western Slope. Also, Mercy Medical, San Juan Region, or no, not San Juan, excuse me, San Juan Basin Public Health, and Fort Lewis College, all providing updates. And that's on June 3rd from 11:30 to 1. You can register for that on at durangobusiness.org. And the
I was just going to add that that's probably a good opportunity for people to kind of get more insight into some of the things that we've been talking about a lot during these chamber chats.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're going to hear it right from the horse's mouth, as they say, and from the source. And we're going to allow, you know, people to ask questions in the chat. So we'll monitor that, and you can ask some questions. Each presenter only has 10 minutes to present, so they have to be concise, and I will enforce that. And, yeah, we'll have that along with the following week on, let's see, let me look at my calendar real quick. On June 9th and 11th. So on the 9th, we're going to have Meet the Candidate. That will be going on. We're also doing it on June 11th, 16th, and 18th. And you'll meet each of the individual county commissioner candidates. We're going to have questions. It'll be the exact same question for each and every one of them. Then we're going to open it up to questions from the floor, so to speak, again in the chat. And that will be 1 hour, and those are all free, and you can register at durangobusiness.org.
Fantastic. Yeah, a lot of really important events coming up. one other thing that we talked about a little bit last week, but we certainly want to highlight it again, is the Leadership La Plata application deadline is coming up. And so, Jack, just the Leadership La Plata is through the Chamber of Commerce. Tell us a little bit about that and this program.
Yeah, so Leadership La Plata is in its, I believe, 34th year, 35th year, somewhere in there. Just the graduating class had a first time, you know, virtual graduation, I think it was. But Leadership La Plata is 18 individuals that are chosen by the selection committee. You do have to go to leadershiplaplata.org and apply. And those applications are due May 31st, so I'm going to tell you May 29th, get your application in. And then you go through a selection process. We want diversity. We want people from all over the county. And when you're accepted into the class, I tell people sometimes they go, well, I didn't get accepted. And they take it as I didn't get the job. Well, it could be we had, you know, 10 radio announcers apply, or we had, you know, 10 bank tellers apply. So they want the diversity. So when they do the selection, they select people from all walks of life. You commit to a retreat on the second weekend of September. So September 11th, you will go on a retreat, assuming COVID allows that. But September 11th, a weekend retreat, 11th, 12th, and 13th, that's mandatory. Then you will take... you'll go to class on the second Friday of every month, starting in October through April. So the October 9th, you'll have your first class. There's different classes. There's education, social services, business. I know you went through a class, arts and culture, diversity.
Yeah, government. Environment.
Thank you.
Yeah, government, so, environment. Yeah, some good ones. Yeah.
Yeah, you learned a lot. I mean, how about you, Eric? I thought I knew a lot about Durango and La Plata County because I lived here 25 years when I went through it. I was blown away about how much I did not know.
Yeah, I was just talking to Kelsey Ferrata, who went through the program a few years back, and she grew up in Durango and literally said the same thing. Like, I thought I knew that everything there was to know, but I didn't know totally about this aspect. Or maybe I knew a little bit about this sector of the community, but I took a much deeper dive here and allowed to do that. Plus, not to mention the relationships there.
Yeah. The relationship. I still talk to my class that we graduated with. The other part of that, too, is not only the class, but you learn leadership skills. You learn personality traits, you know, amiable, analytical, driver, expressive. And you learn what each of those are. And that was one of the biggest things I took away, because all of a sudden I realized, well, being an amiable, expressive, drivers and analytics need more information. And I'm like the idea guy. What do you mean you need more? Let's just do it. Well, Jack, we need to know the logistics of putting that together, how we're going to do it. And I went, oh, but now I understand that. And you learn other leadership skills, conflict resolution, different things that you can then take and immediately apply to your profession. So I just encourage everybody to apply and get involved with Leadership Apata. And it's only $675 for the entire year. I've paid that for a three-day conference, for lodging, transportation, and the actual coursework. So I highly encourage people, if you're interested, reach out to someone. You have to get two letters of recommendation. If you're an employee, you got to get your boss, so to speak, your company to sign off. So one of the best things I've ever done.
Very good. Very good. Well, yeah, and more information there is leadershipaplata.org. Jack, that's pretty much the specific questions I had. But anything else you want to add about businesses reopening during COVID, face masks, or any other topics that you had?
I posted this on my Facebook page the other day. I was talking with somebody, and they said, you remember Groundhog Day? I mentioned that at the beginning of the interview, Eric. And Groundhog Day, when he broke the cycle of Groundhog Day, it happened because he started thinking about others instead of himself. And I think that's something we all need to take a big, deep breath, take care of ourselves, take care of others, and not make this so political. We kind of all united, and all of a sudden, because of the mask ordinance, I'm seeing this huge wedge being driven between everybody. So be safe, we are going to get through this. Take a deep breath, and let's just, see what we can do to help one another.
Very good. Jack Llewellyn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, Eric. Be safe.
You too. For FCB Chamber Chat, I'm Eric Nyquist.